Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Hei, we begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, on the fourth line, Psochim Bezmanam. Psochim Bezmanam, Ma'u Sheyavor. The Gemara asks, if a person did not sacrifice his Korban Pesach at the correct time, which is the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, has he transgressed the prohibition of Balta Acher? Meshkachas Tani, Psochim Bezmanam Oiver, Zalaikain Manan Amrin. The Gemara answers that the Brisa that teaches that one does transgress with the Korban Pesach, and it certainly refers to when he did not bring it at the correct time. If it was referring to not at the correct time, means at another time of the year, it's automatically a Korban Shlom and would not need to be taught. Amar Shmuel b'Rei Rav Yosef b'Rabun, Lo Tomer Shem Aved v'Nimza Ma'achas Shekipa B'Habaylim Gufoi Kor Shlomim. Rav Shmuel, the son of Rav Yosef b'Rabun, said it would still need to be taught, as otherwise one would have said that if it was lost and later found after the owner gained atonement, that it itself was bought as a shlomim. As Gadoin Sricha, Psochim Bezmanam Mao Shiyavoi. If so, we still have the query of whether a person transgresses Baal Ta'acher if he didn't sacrifice his Korban Pesach at the correct time. Von Komi Rabbi Zeira, Ben Regula Rega Mao Shiyavoi. It was asked of Rabbi Zeira if a person went to the temple between one festival and the next, and has he transgressed a positive mitzvah, Uvasa Shama, and you shall come there by refraining from bringing a sacrifice. Hesiv Rabbi Abba Vatani Chagiga Shlekava Rishon Tekarev Besheni Matirin Lailavo. Rabbi Abba answered from Avisa that a Chagiga sacrifice that was not bought on the first festival may be bought on the second one, but not before this. Would we permit him to transgress if he came between one festival and the next? Rather, it must be that he does not transgress. Void min ado, Vasisa, Baasei, Tishmo, Vlaisasei. And the second answer is the Pasuk says in Zoram, Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Dalet, and you shall do, is a positive mitzvah. You shall guard, is a negative mitzvah. If he already learned from the Tzukim, Valta Acher Unavasa Shama, that he only transgresses after three festivals, if so, what is this Pasuk teaching us? That he transgresses a positive and a negative mitzvah. Rav Avin b'shem Rav Onan the Taman ba'im mehari olai oyle la'aviyah b'sheni b'shabbos kintu b'sheni b'shabbos v'lei aviyah over. Rav Avin quoting Rav Onan of Bavel rejects this and he said the case is when a person said I'm obligated to bring an oyle offering on Monday, but Monday passes and he doesn't bring it, he's transgressed. Shlema shlama shnasai ad mapel yom ha'achroin v'hu over al kol yom v'yom. In Kine Avo Alav Shleishu Yogolim Ad Mapel Es Regel Ha'achroin V'u Eiva Al Kol Regel V'regel. If the year ended without passing through a festival, as will be explained, he transgresses after that last day and transgresses again every day after that. It should be the same for festivals. He transgresses after the third festival and again transgresses after each festival that follows. V'u Bun Barchia by Shlomo Shnasai Ba'atzeres Esher Leima Hu Einei Kosher V'eiva. Rav Abban Barchia asked, well, if he completed the year on Shavuos, could one say that he's transgressed? He cannot bring a volunteer offering on Shavuos itself, so how could he have transgressed? Ka'adah la'yalin chelev hagiyah v'beker ve'mori chol kreve miyamtif. The answer is, it's like the pasuk that says in Shmois, perechoftim ha'pasuk yutches, you shall not leave over the fat of my festive offering on the 14th until the morning. This implies that one may burn the limbs throughout the night of the 15th, but can the limbs of the sacrifice be burned on Yomtif? And we have all, the law resolves and says, no, the case is when the 14th occurs on Shabbos and when we burn the limbs from Shabbos on Yom Tov. In Chagiga Bar Imai, the Gemara asks, well, if the 14th occurs on Shabbos, there's no Chagiga brought. Amos Teira Ekivu Mirai Joim Shleyava Lidei Bal Talin V'Acha Ekivu Mirai Joim Shleyava Lidei Bal Ta'acha. The answer is, the Torah instructed that one should bring it before Yom Tov in order not to transgress Bal Talin, which is a prohibition of leaving it overnight. Here also, bring it before Shavuos in order not to transgress Baal Ta'acher when you refrain from bringing it on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Chinana, ilo ava behevi shema eina kosher, nachash ilo ava behevi kosher over. Rav Chinana rejects this. Really, it could be referring to the 14th occurring on Shabbos. If a person transgressed and brought the Chagiga, it would be valid. Therefore, the pasuk needs to teach that one transgresses if he leaves it over until the morning, even though the korban is valid. Lifnei Hashem Elokeich Atochlenu Shana B'Shana Shana Loi V'Shana L'Tmurasei Shana L'Tam V'Shana L'Bal Mum Shana L'Bechor V'Shana L'Kodjim Shana B'Shana Melamed Shabechor Ne'echor L'Shnei Yomim or L'Shtei Shonim. The pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Tetzvah Pasuk Chaf, before Hashem your God you shall eat it each year, a year for it and a year for its replacement, a year for an unblemished and a year for a blemished animal, a year for a firstborn, a year for other Kodjim, each year teaches that the firstborn meat eat may be eaten for 2 days and 1 day and over 2 years. How could this be? If he slaughtered on Erev Rosh Hashanah, means the last day of the year, he may eat it on Erev Rosh Hashanah and on Rosh Hashanah. Tani Rabbi Shmuel noded like mum the tefva of yom b'seich shnasay v'shay lekaimoi la'ach shnasay at tefva of yom. Rabbi Shmuel said in the Baisa, if it received a blemish 15 days before the end of its first year, we count 30 days from when he received it, and he has until 15 days after that year. Amavila, they say meres she'ain shnasay shal bar mum mechoveres. Rabbi Lah says this teaches that it's not clear cut that the Torah gave a blemished animal a year and no more. Otherwise, even if he received a blemish at the end of the year, he could not complete the 30 days. Am Rav Yosef Masnis and Messiah Levila Abachor Mizman Laze Rashi Lekaimai Afilu Dal Bechamishonim Atle Yeru Lemumpa Manan Kaimin Im Natam Hakva Omo Aleim Eina Inyan Natam Tenu Inyan Lebalmum. And Rav Yosef reports it from a writer. One may keep a firstborn animal nowadays when there's no temple, even for 4 or 5 years before showing it to an expert. What's the case if it's unblemished? This has already been taught. Well, they must be referring to a blemished animal. And this shows that its year is not clear-cut.